Inside the Marriott in downtown Providence, a large crowd of people gathered around Tim DeChristopher from the advocacy organization Climate Action Rhode Island.
And we will not, under any circumstances,
The group organized what they call a people's hearing, and they held it right in the middle of a public information session organized by the Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. Co-founder of Climate Action Rhode Island, Justin Boyan, says the hearing was necessary because there was no other opportunity for public testimony on the Trump administration's plan to open up oil and gas exploration in the Atlantic Ocean. Boyan says when important issues are being debated, people need a chance to learn from each other.
And in a democracy, that's civic discourse. We need to hear what our fellow citizens think. We need to hear what scientists think. We need to know whether our elected officials are going to stand up for us.
At the meeting, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management set up different tables where agency analysts described how the oil and gas drilling program works and how they respond to oil spills. They also collected written comments on the offshore drilling proposal. Chief Environmental Officer Bill Brown says the Bureau isn't against public discourse, but they felt their meeting format was more effective.
There's more opportunity to talk to the officials that are actually writing the documents and interact with them and ask questions this way.
But environmentalists claim the agency eliminated public testimony from their meeting on purpose because no one would speak in support of offshore drilling.
All of our oil and gas on public lands.
All of our oil and gas on public lands.
Needs to be kept in the ground.
Needs to be kept in the ground.
Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.